This is an Enterprise Times podcast. I'm here with Nick Williams, Head of Business Development of Accountants at Intuit. Hi, Nick.
Hi, Steve.
Obviously, today we've got lots of accountants and lots of small businesses at QuickBooks Connect. What's the challenges that accountants are facing in the coming months and years ahead?
Well, Steve, there's a lot of challenges for accountants, and I think if it's to narrow in on these two main ones, I mean, I balance that with this provides a whole host of opportunity, is number one, GDPR, round the corner in May, and then obviously making tax digital, as we're on the run-up to that. There's 30 months before that all kicks in. I say there's challenges, but there's yet with that a whole host of opportunities that those that will take advantage of it will see the benefits of their labour.
And how will GDPR affect accountants and their customers specifically?
First and foremost, and I'm just giving you my view from the market and the interactions that we have, we talk with, in essence, 7,000 plus accountants in the UK. The view I have is that the situation, first of all, with their firm is that, A, number one is an education piece. They need to understand, like, what is GDPR, what's its impact to them, what's the impact going to be to their small business clients. And what they need to then do is literally click down in to look at their processes today of how they manage data, capture data, harness that data, and share that data with their clients. And you can imagine the whole host of software systems that they use today. They need to spend the time now doing that audit and then preparing for GDPR.
Does that question get reversed in terms of their clients and what data their clients share with them as well?
Completely. You look at how people work today, emailing spreadsheets, unencrypted spreadsheets, servers in the corner of a room, no password protection on them, payroll systems that staff could get access to. They need to work on that now. I know with obviously our technology, we'll be supporting that with GDPR being a cloud secure environment, but time is of the essence with this. And I feel I probably see the market split in half, where half the accountants have already done their audit. They've shared it with their clients, they've explained what's happening, but then I see the other half of the market that are now really just asking the questions about what is it.
Do you think they're too late?
Not too late, because this centres in on the systems they have in-house. They'll know their systems very well. They'll know what systems they use with their clients. And their systems, Steve, can be as simple as emailing spreadsheets. So first and foremost, encryption software needed immediately, or even question whether spreadsheets are even needed and move more into online digital secure platform.
You mentioned Making Tax Digital. We're obviously approaching the VAT Making Tax Digital, although they've pushed back the tax element. That's still going to be piloted shortly. What's your viewpoint on that, and how should accountants take advantage of it?
Let me share my view of what I see the accountants in our market are doing. And we probably split them down into a third each. There is a third that have been embraced with us for sort of about the last 4 years. Classic early adopters. They're already now working with us. In our pilot scheme, we're already packaging up to be ready in spring for our MTD Ready QBO solution. So they're on board with this. They're beginning to talk with customers and start to onboard them. The middle group, which is again about a third of the market, are now in that state of, okay, we got to do something. What does that look like now? And have started to onboard with us. And then there's probably a third, or less, that are somewhat still in denial, almost can sense it's coming. They know it's coming, but haven't made any steps or inroads into getting ready. Now, there's still time, but having that conversation 3 months before MTD happens is probably going to be a very challenging environment. What I would say, those that are getting ready for MTD, they're just going back to review their current processes of working. How do they manage their client data today? How do they get that data in? What does that look like? How is their team set up to have that digital engagement with their clients and with HMRC? So they're leading the charge. In essence, to get ready for MTD, fairly straightforward of reviewing one's process, layering in a technology platform like QuickBooks Online, and then ultimately communicating and educating those VAT threshold clients from now, and that'll give them at least 12 months run up to be prepared for this.
Is this a market opportunity for QuickBooks amongst those accountants who aren't yet using QuickBooks?
I think it's a market opportunity for everyone. I think when you look at accountants first and foremost, they can use this as a great way to recruit new small business. You saw this in terms of accountants in auto-enrollment. There were a small group of accountants prospected and won business based on auto-enrollment, whereas others took their eye off the market and lost clients because of the auto-enrollment. MTD provides an opportunity for both accountants and software vendors to make sure that this is a great way to provide the best customer experience, the best experience in connection with HMRC, and a compliant and great experience with accountants working with their clients.
And setting those things aside, what's your focus and your role for this year looking ahead?
My focus, we pride ourselves on awesome technology, and you've seen that, I hope, today with what you've seen with all of our latest developments of QBO Assistant, with all of our practice management solutions coming out. My role is really to help my team, the team that I lead within the UK sales team, to help firms, bookkeepers and accountants, review their processes to be ready for our technology layer. So I'm looking at that group that are in the middle third and the last third I shared at the very start and helping them to do their process review. So we've conceptualized and launched a process that we call Five Steps to Digital, which is all centered around getting ready for Making Tax Digital. And we can help through our consultative approach to help firms review, number one, A, what is their strategy? Number two, what does their client base look like? How do they segment their clients? Who should they be talking to now to be getting ready to move to MTD and why? Number three, we help enable them to do this workflow efficiency map. So looking at optimizing, getting data in, processing information, building reports, taking that information, filing it, and then ultimately looking for deep insight to provide more value-added services. And that really then takes us to the last point, which is moving from compliance into much more of a value-added focus. So our view is we're working with firms to get them to that point under five steps, and then we layer on top of that QuickBooks Online to help them.
It sounds like you're applying a lot of business theory into helping accountants apply business theory to themselves, which is something they've obviously applied to their customers for years. And that is therefore, to a certain extent, in some ways, changing the role of accountants as they go forward. Are they going to market to specific verticals rather than geography? Because traditionally accountants are marketed to geographical areas rather than verticals. But now, because of the internet, I spoke to an accountant yesterday as an accountant in Malaysia, living in Suffolk. How is that role of accountants changing in the next 2 to 5 years, really? Not just because of the compliance landscape changing.
I'd probably think of it in three areas. Number one, you've just outlined that, which is there's no more geographical boundaries. On a platform, cloud accounting platform such as QuickBooks, you have that global reach. That's first and foremost. So the market for everyone in terms of accountancy widens. A great example of a firm that we deal with in this first point called MMG, they're a firm based out up in the north of Scotland, embrace QuickBooks Online, going from strength to strength, and they have a lot of clients, London, Southeast. And how their role has changed. Technology has enabled them to reach deeper across the UK. And then they've now got, in essence, sort of accountants out in the field having that still face-to-face interaction. So there's one example that there's no more boundaries and that gives firms much greater market reach. The second thing I would look at in terms of roles is with technology, automating a lot of these manual tasks of no longer inputting a bank statement but getting a bank feed, no longer having to raise invoices because they can be done on the move via a mobile device, and no longer having to match receipts with invoices because we can set up rules and AI to do this automatic matching. It's allowing the roles of the accountants to get much more into that business advisory. What I mean by that is rather than spending time on the data, looking at the data instead and getting deep insight, which can then open up opportunities for them, which takes me on to my third and final point. We talk a lot about accountancy firms moving to be a trusted advisor. This is that opportunity that technology will allow them to do that. And they can build a support network around them to look at other services. So, for example, I could look at deep insight into one of our customers, but it could lead to loan funding, for example. Again, an accountant could have that as a network into IFAs. It could lead into recruitment requirements. They could lead into HR teams, etc. So it's a big opportunity to take them away from their here and now, which is dragging them down and capturing data, managing the day-to-day to get ready for compliance. Technology will resolve all of that so they can then focus on really what I believe is the work they probably ultimately trained to do, which is to give good business sound advice.
How is QuickBooks technology enabling that? And the second is, how is QuickBooks as an organization helping to enable that with accountants?
The first one under technologies, if I just break this down back to say data in, Steve. So data in, we talk about, we've got bank feeds, we've got the ability to capture information on the move via mobile device. Through our APIs, we can plug into whatever connections. If someone's running an e-commerce site, we can have all this data being consolidated into QuickBooks, as well as how they manage their clients within Practice Manager. But how QuickBooks really helps is in that gap between capturing the data and then reconciling and packaging this data up ready for reporting. So through the repeat match recognition capability we have, rules that can be set up by firms so they can start recognizing transactions and setting pre-automated rules, as well as AI, which will go deeper into looking at these trends and start packaging information. These manual tasks, we estimate, can take a firm like 50 to 60% of their time to do. We can literally reduce that, we feel, to 10% of their time, just overseeing what's happening. On the other side, in terms of helping them get to advisory, through our ecosystem, we're partnering with great apps, apps that can actually look for business trends. Just referring back to your previous questions about the roles of accountants, this is almost becoming in some part like data analysts looking for this deep insight. For example, you're dealing with a bunch of clients in the advisory capacity. How are they performing to other people in their peer group? How are their margins performing? If they're lower, then give them that advice and go deeper into understanding how can they lift those margins, what does it look like. I think we help in both those areas, from automating all of the tasks, setting up clever rules of automation through all of our inputs of data, and secondly, layering in great technology on our app ecosystem that helps accountancy and bookkeeping firms look for that deep insight of what that business is performing.
You mentioned that becoming data analysts in some ways, but also the fact that you're surfacing those insights and increasingly surfacing more insights means that you're almost providing that data analysis for them, aren't you?
What we're doing, it's almost we're automating the low-value tasks of capturing data and packaging data up. In other words, invoice meets receipt, as basic as that, if we take that. The next level with some of the technologies is to look for certain things, like you could set a rule on age debt. Your client, if it hits a certain threshold of age debt, alert me. Now, where we see the accountant playing in that is to leverage that alert to then pick up the phone and have a proactive conversation with the small business, say, just to alert you that your age debt's coming to a limit that we feel a bit uncomfortable with. Having looked at your reports, your real-time reports that we're getting through QuickBooks, I can see the reasons why. Can we now have a meeting to address that? So it's actually changing that role from being, just give me your data, Steve, and I'll fix it all and give you a compliant report, to like, I'm actually now not just in your business, I'm on your business, and I'm there next to you, being more proactive. And that's where our technology can help accountants and bookkeepers get to.
One of the things I've heard yesterday more probably was around how there's a thinking that accountants can move towards value-based pricing from the hourly rate. Where does QuickBooks stand on that?
It goes back to the point on looking first at the process, the way we're approaching it with firms under our five steps to digital. The third step is literally looking at those efficiencies. Why I say that is because firms that spend their time capturing, compiling, reconciling data, it's almost they're justifying that work by charging for their time. And in essence, to get to value pricing, it's such a challenge because unless they can streamline and reduce the inefficiencies of getting data in and getting reports prepared, and until they can then switch to actually looking at that report and doing deep insight and commentary to be looking at the next 6 months for their clients, getting to value pricing will be a challenge. They have to look at their process, fix the process, and then they can make the switch to value pricing. Now, in terms of pricing models, I think it's such an exciting time for accountants. Value pricing is one of many models that can be used. Menu pricing is a very popular setup. We've also took the fixed pricing. Even some accountancy firms now are doing a percentage of profit. Nothing up front. We'll work with you as your partner and we will take a percentage of the profit that you hit on a basis. So I think we're going to see not just value pricing, we're going to see a lot more creative pricing strategies coming out into this space, which I think is very exciting.
In terms of those different pricing models you mentioned, does QBOA support that and allow accountants to raise invoices, or is that outside that software's remit at the moment?
In terms of how we will support our firms engaging with their clients in terms of pricing models, we've built our product very flexible in terms of those firms that use QuickBooks to be flexible in nature with the invoicing, so the invoicing can flex, can be customized accordingly to whatever pricing model they feel is appropriate.
One of the challenges we're seeing with AI is that it's quite disruptive in several industries, in the sense that some of the low-value work, especially in lawyers and even in accountants, where the mundane work and the drudgery work is taken away, which is one of the aims said on stage earlier, that's a great training ground for some of the juniors coming into the firm. And it sometimes leaves a gap of knowledge and expertise. How do the juniors gain that looking forward?
So before I answer that, if I just... I love the phrase of mundane and, you know, the sort of cumbersome work there. Now, one of the biggest problems accountancy firms face and bookkeeping firms face is recruitment, getting the right talent. So you think of these wave of millennials and the next generations all coming out of education to land in a place and to coin your phrase of doing mundane work. I don't think none of them had the aspirations of doing that, albeit whether it be training or not. So why I say that is this generation that have been brought up with real-time information, living their life via a mobile device, firms that create that environment that gives that technology platform, that takes away that ownership of data in, but allows the new individuals recruited to actually start interpreting that data and looking at that data, I think will actually do the reverse. It will actually make people be much more happy at work, have a much better work-life balance, and actually help firms recruit those firms that are innovative and progressive, in my opinion, are more highly likely to get good talent. Because why would you want to work in an office surrounded by paper, manually entering data?
I'm not disagreeing with what you're saying here, but is there a risk that the next generation of junior accountants can take advantage of the AI? Yes, and they will be able to deliver the insights, but actually if there is a root problem with the core data, will they actually spot that or understand what the cause of that is as readily?
It's a great question. And everything I've said here, let's caveat that with, I'm not saying walk in on the first day and everything's great. Naturally, there has to be a high amount of data integrity that goes on with this in terms of staff overseeing this and always being the point of check with or without AI. That has to be standard in terms of making sure data is as accurate as it is. As part of anyone's onboarding, everyone's training, it's one thing using the software, but it's also understanding what's happening behind the software. And that's what I would recommend any firm that is taking this approach with AI, that they're new recruits understand what goes behind the engine, how is this information being captured, how to interpret audit logs that QuickBooks provides so they can track back and review and always have that level of due diligence to make sure that things are on track.
Thank you very much, Nick.
Thank you, Steve.